Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today I just wanted to drop something on your head really quick. I know we're coming up fast, and I know we're getting ready to celebrate MLK Day, because there's no doubt about it. Because of Martin Luther King, he's done some great things, and he's allowed us to be in a position and to be in a place, just as his dream shared, to where young black boys and young white boys and young black men, Hispanic men, Latino men and women, and people of all different races, different creeds, and different religions. His dream was that we would all be able to play together and live together and operate in society together. And now that seeing a lot of that has come to fruition, we want to shout out Dr. Martin Luther King, because we know we're coming up on his birthday, and we just want to show our appreciation for him in the way that him and his team moved so that we could be in a position now to where we can do these things and have certain liberties. So we thank God for Dr. Martin Luther King. But in addition to that, I just want to share a fun fact with you. Did you all happen to know that originally Dr. Martin Luther King was going to move forward with a violent protest? But then outside of that, some of the team came together and it was like, Brother Martin, if you try to move forth violently and you think that that's going to create a level of success, you're wrong. So we have to take a step back and we have to begin to think, how can we be more productive and how can we even make more of an impact? So that would be by us taking a nonviolent approach and a nonviolent stance. So I want to share that with you all today. We'll call that Martin's moment. And now I want to move forward and I want to share with you just the idea and the concept of taking time to celebrate the small wins. Shout out to Kendall Ficklin. Kendall Ficklin, he was my business coach, my speaking coach, and he helped me better identify and build my business, my speaking business, my speaking platform, and understand how to maximize where I was as a speaker. So shout out to him, because small wins is something, a phrase that I would coin him with. I would always hear him share it. And friends, I think too often we, if we're not careful, we move too fast, right? And I'll go first and I'll say I do this a lot. But it's taking the time to slow down enough to celebrate your accomplishments. If it be in your relationship, if it be in your business, if it be just you going through your day-to-day with a checklist, my friends, celebrate your small wins. For me, one of the things that sometimes I'm not careful, I'll get caught up in, because I have a checklist, and I've shared this with you all before. It's called the Daily Trifecta. And every day I try to do three things to make sure that I'm growing in my business, but ultimately in life. I read 10 pages. I will write for 30 minutes, and I'll practice speaking for 30 minutes, and I try to do that every day. I try to do at least those three things every single day, because by reading, I'm growing my mind. Then by practicing what I read, now I'm becoming more versed with content. And then lastly, writing, because when you physically write things down, that's how it continues to get your mind growing and your mind stewing. So then I got a planner, and in the planner, it has a checklist. So I check. And now I'm learning to say, John, well, look, you did these three things today. Celebrate that, right? You made some progress today. Celebrate that. And if we don't learn how to celebrate our small wins and we don't learn how to celebrate our successes, then it's that much more of a struggle, one, to be able to appreciate the level of success that we have, that we have accrued over time. And then if we struggle to celebrate our own success, then when it comes to celebrating others' success, then that even makes it more of a challenge. But while we're in the position to celebrate our own success, now, my friends, we can appreciate everything so much more. Then when we see other people who've gone through something, if we've written a book and then we see somebody else striving to write a book as well, and then they roll out and write the book as well, then we can celebrate them because we know what they went through to get to that struggle. So in order to celebrate your own successes today, I encourage you, I don't know if you're the type of guy or gal that operates off of a checklist, because I operate off a checklist. So if you write a checklist down at the beginning of the day, let's say you have 5 items on there. Let's say that you're able to knock off 3 by the end of the day. I would say give yourself a pat, say, wait a minute. Say, I did a good job today because I knocked off 3 items of my 5. Although I did have 5 items, I was able to accomplish 3. Now, this makes you now begin to shift your perspective, because you could say, oh, man, I had 5 items. I missed 2 of them. God, I suck. I don't know why I wasn't able to accomplish those. No. We don't want to focus on the negative. We want to focus on the positive. By you focusing on the positive, not only just in this moment, then that'll help you focus on the positive in the coming weeks, the coming days, the coming moments. So first thing, I encourage you to focus on the positive, because that helps you further illuminate the small wins. Second, I would encourage you to set a time limit on each task, right? This is something that me and my wife do when we go to the grocery store. We recently started doing it. I've always done it, right? But when I go into the grocery store, I push a timer, and then I run through the grocery store like Supermarket Sweep. I'm not sure if any of you are familiar with the show Supermarket Sweep. It was one of my favorite shows when I was a kid growing up, because they would go into the grocery store. They would give them a set time. Hello. And with that set time, they'd run around the grocery store, and they would attempt to get as many items as they could. They run in the back. They grab the hams. They grab the turkeys. They get the big keys. And then they would get these massive items and try to fill up their cart in a short period of time. The second reason I want to say is focus on time, because when you focus on time, it's almost like an internal time clock is ticking in your head, and then you feel a little bit of pressure. So that can encourage you to knock off things as your time is counting down. So 1, celebrate the focus of positivity. 2, focus on the time. And then 3, create a reward for yourself. So you said out of the week, there's 7 days in the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, there's 5 during the weekdays, right? Let's say you set the goal for doing something 5 straight days. And then at the beginning of the week, let's say, okay, if I'm able to read 5 days out the week, or if I'm able to read 4 out of 5 days, or 3 out of 5, whatever the goal is for you, because before you might have not read at all. So let's say you set that pretest, or you set that goal at the beginning of the week. And then you say, by the end of the week, if I'm able to carry these things out 3 of the 5 days, 4 of the 5 days, 5 of the 5 days, I'm going to treat myself to a movie. I'm going to treat myself to a lazy day. I don't know what it is you enjoy doing. I'm going to treat myself to taking some time to watching a documentary on Netflix. I don't know what that thing is for you, but reward yourself. And when you begin to reward yourself, now you have another level of accountability, because you're striving towards achieving something. You're striving towards knocking something back. You're striving towards getting it done, because you want the award. You want to achieve that, because we feel better when we get pats on the back. We feel better when we celebrate our success. We feel better when we receive something, or even when we have accountability from another person. So my friends, if you've been asleep the whole episode, wake up. Here are those 3 points one more time. You want to focus on the optimism of the task. So don't bog yourself down. You say, oh man, the goal was for me to read 5 days out of the week, but I did 3. Let me take time and let me just say, I did 3. Something happened those other 2 days, but I was able to knock out 3 days of reading. Second, you want to put a time on each task, because a time being attached to each task now creates an internal clock and creates another level of accountability for you, and even a healthy level of pressure, because it causes you to be more accountable throughout your day, throughout your daily actions. And ultimately, I realize that it helps you get more done. And then lastly, create a prize. What does that look like for you? I don't want to say celebrate by getting an ice cream cone, because oftentimes we celebrate by treating ourselves with food and celebrate with food. But let's celebrate something that's going to give you some longevity. Let's celebrate by something that's going to give you more of a reward than just food in the moment. And then you're going to be full, and then you're going to pass out, and then nothing good happens from there. So my friends, if you're not following the podcast, I would encourage you to subscribe to wherever you stream podcasts. I would definitely encourage you to subscribe. I would definitely want to challenge you to do just that. So then you can receive every episode every Monday, motivation, and every Friday, because we're dropping episodes on your head. And then if you would like to get connected with me, I would encourage you to go to JonathanJonesSpeaks.com. That's where we have everything. That's where we have the podcast. That's where we have the merch. And it's even where we have access to my book if you would like to purchase a copy of that. And right now, everyone who purchases the book, one thing we're going to do for you is now we also have a video course. And I'm going to go ahead and shoot that over to you. And it's me unpacking each principle, because we have 14 principles in the book. So throughout the book, and then we have the video course as well, you would get 14 principles further unpacked by me, more content, more video content in your face. I'm talking directly to you and helping you walk through that content. So, all right, my friends, until next time. Well, I want to drop a quote on you first. At the end of the day, I thought this originally was a Henry Ford quote, but it's actually from Confucius. But he who thinks he can and he who thinks he can't usually are both right. So remember that, my friends, when you're making that to-do list and when you're setting out your time, go into it saying I can, going to it saying I will, and going to it understanding that when you begin to put these things in place, you will achieve greatness, because greatness lies within you. You are great. And you were born to be just that. So, my friends, it's January. You still have time to begin to make those goals, write those visions, and attack what you want to do for your life. But it all starts from you stepping out, taking the action. One step at a time. Two steps lead to a mile. A mile will lead to many miles, and many miles ultimately will get you around the world. TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?